In this section, we're going to talk about one of the most discussed, common, felt motherhood emotion, guilt. Now, I think it's so easy to see guilt as part of the job description that we feel guilty for not doing enough, guilty for doing too much, guilty for not doing it right, guilty for getting it wrong. But actually, ultimately, guilt does not need to be a constant factor in motherhood. So what does guilt feel like for you? To me, it's like this black sooty rock that sits in the pit of my stomach. It's just kind of heavy. And I remember it when I'm calm or quiet or trying to sleep, and it's prodding me, and it's a constant. Guilt taps in to our sense of not feeling good enough. There is two different kinds of guilt. We've got justified guilt, the kind of guilt when actually you feel guilty because you have done something wrong, you've chosen to do something wrong perhaps, or you've upset someone or you've hurt someone. Those are really common justified guilts that we feel. And then there's the unjustified guilt. That is guilt that you feel around things that are not your fault. This guilt is not yours to carry, around the things that you didn't do wrong. So it's really helpful to identify sometimes whether the guilt that you are feeling is justified guilt or it's unjustified guilt. Unjustified guilt is the kind of guilt that if others were talking about feeling guilty for not being able to feed in the way that they wanted to, you'd be quick to pour compassion into it. You'd say, you've done nothing wrong. It's okay. It's not your fault. Unjustified guilt is the kind of guilt that has us feeling guilty for being grey company when we're feeling low, feeling guilty for resting, feeling guilty for accepting or asking for support. This is unjustified guilt. It is not yours to carry. Guilt is there to prompt you, not there to shame you. Guilt is like a little red flag that pops up that says something needs to be addressed here. It is not there to shame you. And this is what unaddressed, unjustified guilt that is left to fester does. And when we're carrying guilt around that we do not deserve to carry, we are far less likely to engage in acts of self-care, self-respect. We're less likely to speak to people about what we're going through and how we're feeling because we feel ashamed. So it's so important to address particularly unjustified guilt. Unjustified guilt is very likely to cause that inner dialogue, that internal chatter, to become more critical. Unjustified guilt, I always say, it's like putting yourself in prison and you're doing more time than is deserved. It's like keeping yourself in prison, even though the door is open because you have done nothing wrong. But that choice is there to keep punishing yourself, to keep criticizing yourself for something that you have not done wrong. So practice being able to discern what guilt you're feeling and whether it is justified guilt or whether it is unjustified guilt, because any type of guilt left to fester is going to negatively impact your self-esteem.